Anna Karenina, University of Calgary.
What is the title of your poster?
Reduction of PRPC in human cerebrospinal fluid after spinal cord injury.
So why were you researching this topic?
We are interested in assessing if the PRPC protein can play a neuroprotective role.
Now, PRPC, is that a good prion protein or a bad one?
The PRPC, as we work with, is the good one.
So what is the relationship with spinal cord injury?
It has been reported that cerebrospinal fluid of patients suffering from CJD can be infectious. So what we're trying to do is to understand how PRPC in patients that suffer from other conditions but not CJD may respond to illness. So what we do, we looked at the levels of this protein in the CSF in patients that had spinal cord injury. And what we observed that compared to a patient that was in a healthy condition and didn't suffer from spinal cord injury, the level of PRPC after spinal cord injury decreased. We do not know what that implies at this stage, but we are observing that somehow there is not as much PRPC, good PRPC, being excreted in the CSF. So at this point, it may imply that the cells are retaining the PRPC to enhance the chances of survival, but it's still quite unknown what the role of PRPC is in the body, so we don't really know.
What is the next step for you in this research?
My next step will involve looking at the CSF of other patients suffering from different neurological conditions and assessing the level of PRPC in this patient population. But thus far, I think our laboratory is really interested in finishing up this study, publishing it. We're not a clinical research lab, but we collaborate with clinicians. So it's a first step towards looking at a more complex clinical pool of patients.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.